Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English, the show that helps you with your English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is sports, and the title of today's lesson is The Big Race. The Big Race. Now, Anna, do you like to run?
Peter, I love to run, especially when the weather is nice and the sun is shining. It's my favorite thing. Hi, everyone. I'm Anna, and I'm excited for our lesson today.
Well, we have a big race today, and we need to warm up. The best way to warm up is practicing our reading. Here's Anna to help you with it.
Abby and Alex are running in a 15-kilometer race this weekend. To train, they often go jogging after work. Sometimes they run on a track around the park. But the path by the river has fewer people. The race starts on a trail outside of town. They will finish the race on Washington Road.
All right, well, we have a big race today. That's a lot of running. Anna, wait, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm stretching, Peter.
Oh, stretching.
Yeah,
that means you're getting ready for exercise, right?
Yeah, I need to warm up, you know?
Warming up is important, and I think we'll learn why later today. But first, we need to learn our key words. Here's Christina to help them with us. Listen and learn.
Abby 和 Alex 要参加15公里的赛跑。公里就是 kilometer. They are running in a 15-kilometer race. 名词 race 就是赛跑。他们每天都去慢跑做训练。慢跑就是 jog. They go jogging every day. 他们可以到公园的跑道上跑。但是河边的小路人比较少。名词小路或通道就是 path. The path by the river has fewer people. 比赛的起点是从一条河边的步道开始。步道就是 trail. It starts on a river trail. 而终点是在华盛顿路上。华盛顿路就是 Washington Road. 道路马路就是 road. The race finishes on Washington Road.
Hi, Abby. Are you busy after work today?
Hi, Susie. Yes, I'm going running after work. I'm getting ready for a race this weekend.
You're going to run in a race? How long is it?
The race is 15 kilometers long.
Wow, I can't run that far.
It is a long way.But I've trained hard for this race. I'm ready.
So today, some of our friends are getting ready for a big race. The race is a running race. How do you get ready for a race like this, Anna?
Well, there's lots of things you have to do to get ready for a race. First, you need to make sure you have the right clothes.Like, shoes are really important for runners. And you need to have clothes that you can exercise in.
That's true. So you need good shoes. You don't want your feet to get hurt. And maybe a t-shirt and some shorts. It's too hot to run in pants.
That's true. And then there's stretching. Stretching your muscles is really important. If you don't stretch the right way, you might hurt your muscles.
That's true. And then there are some other exercises. You can jog slowly. Run fast. This will get you ready for the race. Well, are you ready?
Am I ready? Ready for what, Peter?
Anna, no, I think, are you ready? This is bigger than the big race. Bigger than Taipei 101. Friends, are you ready? Well,I'm ready. It's time for today's
calendar phrase! I'm ready.
I'm ready.
我准备好了。
Are you ready to hike, Grandpa?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready to swim?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready to run?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's go!
Wait, I'm not ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
我准备好了。
Hey, Peter, what are you doing after work?
Well, I'm shopping after work. I need to buy some groceries. What are you doing after work?
I'm going running after work. You should come too.
Okay, I'll go shopping, then we'll go running. But right now, we need to go to Christina.
Abby 说她下班之后要去跑步。I'm going running after work. 这个句子里有 going running 两个字 ing 的动词连在一起。想要看懂这个句子，首先要先了解讲到从事某种活动。常用的片语是 go 加动名词，比如 go shopping 去购物， go fishing 去钓鱼， go skating 去溜冰。 Abby 所做的活动就是 go running 去跑步。另外一点要讲的就是用现在进行式 be 加上动词 ing 来表达即将要发生的事，而且这件事发生的可能性很高，比如说 we are staying there tonight 就是未来式的表达方式。所以 Abby 说的 I am going running after work 就是 go running 这个活动的未来式呈现方式。所以你可以说We are going shopping today after work. 我们今天下班后要去逛街，这也是类似的表达方式。
Well, I like to go running after work. I often go running after work. What about you, Peter? When do you run?
I run after work too. I go running all the time, especially on the weekends. Now, friends, we need to learn more about running and this...big 15-kilometer race, so let's go to Conversation B.
Did you hear about the race this weekend?
Yes, Abby and Alex are both running in it. They train after work. I see them jogging everywhere.
Where do they run?
They run on a track around the park, but they like the path by the river more.
Yes, that path usually has less people. The park track is crowded, especially on weekends.
Well, our friends are going running in a race this weekend. Friends, do you remember how long the race is?
The race is 15 kilometers long. That's pretty far. Have you run a race like this before?How long was the run?
Well, I've only been in a race once, and it was a 15-kilometer race. What about you, Peter?
Yeah, well, I ran a 10-kilometer race very recently. That was a lot of fun, but you have to prepare for it.
Yes, it's not easy, so preparing is really important. To prepare for a race, you need to run a lot.Your body needs time and lots of exercise to be able to run that far.
That's right. That's why you need to run every day, so your body can become a lot stronger.
Exactly. When you prepare for a concert, you practice your piano or your violin. Or when you prepare for a test, you study your lessons over.
Oh, so Abby and Alex are doing the right thing then. They often train after work, and they jog all around town.
That's right. Rob says he sees them jogging everywhere. Well, friends, let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Rob 说他看到 Abby 和 Alex 两个人到处去跑步锻炼。 I see them jogging everywhere. 这个句子里的动词 see 是感官动词，感官动词的用法有两种，一种是 Rob 所说的 see someone doing something。See 后面接的是现在分词，表示强调看到某人正在做某件事。比如我今天回家的时候看到他正在洗车，就说 I saw him washing his car。如果只是要描述看到某个人做某件事，这个事实的话，可以用 see someone do something。比如我想告诉你车子确实是他洗的，我看到了，就可以说I saw him wash his car. 所以两种说法所要强调的不太一样哦。
Thank you, Christina. Now, friends, this is a great sentence to learn how to use.
My friend reads all the time. I see her reading everywhere.
My friend loves practicing English.I see him practicing with people everywhere.
So, Peter, where do people usually jog?
Well, people usually jog at the park or maybe at a school.
Yes, that's true. Schools often have running tracks, so you can run there.
And Abby and Alex like to run there. They run in many places.
Yes, they also run on the track around the park.But they like the path by the river more.
Well, why? Because they usually have less people there. Let's go to Rebecca and learn more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. Why? Well, we get to learn a grammar point. Noun usually has noun. For example,The mall usually has more choices, or the university usually has less students in the summer. Now it's your turn to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, during our show, we usually have a break. So it's time to take one right now.
Great idea, Anna. Friends, don't go away. We'll see you soon. Well, friends, welcome back to the show. So, Anna, where do you usually run?
Well, I like to run in parks or by the river. I often like to run on tracks, too, but parks are my favorite.
Well, friends, we're talking about running today, so let's go to Conversation C to learn some more.
How is your training going, Abby?
My training is going well. I'm pretty excited about the race this weekend.
You'll do great. You are always training. Where is the race?
It starts on the river trail outside of town. Then it finishes on Washington Road near Main Street.
Are many people running in it?
Yes.Several hundred.
Abby's training is going very well. Remember, friends, in English, when you describe an action, you should use the word well.
That's right, and use the word good for a feeling. So, the race is this weekend, and Abby trained for the race, so she will be ready.
That's right. It's important to train. So where will this race start?
It starts on the river trail outside of town. A trail is like a path. You can use both words. Usually, when we talk about paths that are outside in nature, we use the word trail.
That's true, Anna. When I think of the word trail, I usually think of a dirt road or a dirt path. We call that a trail.So the race starts outside of town, then finishes in town. Usually a big race like this goes through town or a beautiful area near the town.
That sounds like fun, Peter.
friends, where will the race finish? Do you remember?
The race finishes on Washington Road. Washington is the name of that road. That's a pretty common name for a road in the United States. Do you know why? Well, that's because that's the name of our first president.
That's right. So, what street is near Washington Road?
That's a good question. It's Main Street. Main Street is near Washington Road. Street and road are both used in English and mean the same thing.
Wow, street and road. Okay. Well, we learned a lot of different words for paths and roads. Some are used for cars, like streets and roads.
And others are for people, like trails, paths, and tracks. That's a lot of vocabulary. I think we need to review our key words. Let's review them together right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Kilometer. Kilometer. We drove 87 kilometers today.
Jog. Jog. She goes jogging every Saturday.
Path. Path. Take the path through the garden.
Trail. Trail. I love hiking on this trail.
Road. Road. That road always has a lot of traffic. All right, friends, those are the key words. Remember to practice at home. And now, let's watch our conversations together one more time.
Hi, Abby. Are you busy after work today?
Hi, Susie. Yes, I'm going running after work. I'm getting ready for a race this weekend.
You're going to run in a race? How long is it?
The race is 15 kilometers long.
Wow, I can't run that far.
It is a long way. But I've trained hard for this race. I'm ready.
Did you hear about the race this weekend?
Yes. Abby and Alex are both running in it. They train after work. I see them jogging everywhere.
Where do they run?
They run on a track around the park, but they like the path by the river more.
Yes. That path usually has less people. The park track is crowded, especially on weekends.
How is your training going, Abby?
My training is going well. I'm pretty excited about the race this weekend.
You'll do great. You are always training. Where is the race?
It starts on the river trail outside of town. Then it finishes on Washington Road near Main Street.
Are many people running in it?
Yes, several hundred.
Oh, hi, Ginger.
Not now, Monkey Man. I'm getting ready for the big race.
Oh, how long is the race?
Oh, the race is 15 kilometers. Want to join us?
No, thank you. I can't run that far.
You have to train like me. One, two, one, two, one, two.
Ginger, are you sure you can run that far?
Yeah, I'll do great. My training is going well.
Oh, good. So you must be jogging every day.
Yes, I jog around the track every day.
Well, that's great. How many times do you go around the track?
Once.
Well, Ginger, that's not very far.
I know. I'm saving my energy for the big race. One, two, one, two, one, two.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about races. And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Mara Thon.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Mara. Thanks for coming to Question Time.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to be here.
Mara, you are a runner.
That's right, Rob. I run every day. I love to run.
Do you run races?
Yeah, I do. I run a lot of races.
Great. Then maybe you can help us answer today's question.
Sure.
Wonderful. Our question today comes from Linda Way of Arcadia, California. Linda writes, "My friends want me to sign up to run a marathon. I have never run a marathon before. Can you tell me more about it?"
That's a great question, Linda. Marathons are a lot of fun, but they're not easy to run.
Have you ever run in a marathon, Mara?
I have. I've run in 4 marathons, Rob. It took me almost 5 hours to finish.
5 hours? That's a long time.
A marathon is a long race.
How long are marathons?
The official distance for a marathon is 42.195 kilometers.
Wow, that's a long distance. But there are other shorter races.
Yes, of course. Some of the more common races are 5K, 10K, and half marathons.
Half marathons are about 21 kilometers, is that right?
That's right. So some people call these races runs. A 5K run, 10K run, and so on. They're a lot of fun.
Where can you find these runs?
Well, many cities around the world have these kinds of races. You can probably find one somewhere near you.
That's really interesting. Thanks, Mara. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, Anna, you're running after work. Isn't that right?
That's right, Peter. The weather is beautiful today, just the way I like it. Are you going to come with me?
Not today. But did you remember to bring a water bottle?
Yes, of course. It's really important to drink water when you're running.
Hey, and make sure you remember to warm up and stretch this time. Remember what happened last time.
That's right. Thank you, Peter. Well, friends, we hope that you enjoyed the lesson today. Be sure to come back tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.